This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Warning! The roof's on fire! You're about to experience the most high-octane pedal-to-the-metal controversial show of your life. Please buckle up and hold on to... responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, with America's favorite conservative rock star, direct from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. What time is it? It's time for war! Here's your host, 100% raw truth, 100% American made, the warrior, Wayne Allen Root.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is hour two. USA Radio Network. My name is Lee Elsie, filling in for Wayne Allen Root. He'll be back on Monday. Christopher down there in Dallas, Texas, pushing the buttons, making it all go. We have a complement of phone calls. If you guys want to try to sneak in, we may be able to free a line or two up. You can call 860-464-9490. Without further ado, I am going to go right to Dan out in Long Island, who's been patiently waiting. Dan, what is on your mind, sir?
Hey, we're nationwide now, so my hands are shaking, you know? First of all, I want to thank you. I love these First Amendment style shows. Just the opportunity to be able to, you know, be heard and hear other people. I mean, not that guests aren't great, but it's really awesome to be able to, hear the lay people speak too. It's awesome.
No, I love taking the calls. It's always fun for me too. So what's up? What's happening?
Yeah, Mark Twain said, there's lies and then there's damn lies and then there's statistics, you know, which is a pretty tongue in cheek way of saying, that even worse than the most foul lie is the use of statistics. And, you got a group of people in government who, will redefine gender. They're not going to redefine recession if it helps them out.
Of course.
It's like full-on Ministry of Truth type stuff there. And, they cite things like spending is up, like consumer spending is up. It's like, no kidding, consumer spending is up. I used to spend $600 a month on fuel in the business. Now it's $1,200. I stopped the other day, made the mistake to try to pick up a quart of milk on the way home. It was $3 per quart. A dozen eggs is $9. Of course, consumer spending is up. We're getting hosed.
100%.
You know? That statistic is totally farcical. And this is one of the things that they're holding up, saying, look, the economy's great. I mean, even the guy that called before, I forget his name, who was unduly optimistic, in my opinion, who had the plug pulled on his project. That's going on all around on Long Island. Now, this is lifestyles of the rich and famous, and people are walking away from real estate deals and just leaving the money. You put down a down payment when you're serious on a property sale. They would rather leave $100,000 and lose it than they would to own the property. So there's definitely signs that this thing is going to bottom out. And my feeling is that once people start missing their mortgage payments, which happened, I don't know, like 4 or 5 months ago, and all these properties and mortgages start to go into default because the rates are adjusting up and all that, and all the expense of household expenses that people have, and they start deciding that they're going to eat that week instead of pay the mortgage.
Yep.
All of those synthetic bonds, equities are going to all crash flat again. They've been going full bore since 2014. Everything that caused the 2008 collapse has been going full crank, since 2014. You would think that we wouldn't do that again, but that's not true. It has been going full bore. And when those mortgages start to miss and those bonds start to become worthless again, we're going to really face the music, I think. I'm actually significantly worried about that. And the fact that they just redefine the terms and change what reality is, try to make it into something else, just ensures that we are going to hit the wall at full speed instead of putting the brakes on. You see, they come out and say, oh, the jobs report is great, and the market tanks, because the market knows that this is all a bunch of bull.
Right, smoking mirrors. You know, Dan, I was talking to a friend of mine the other day who's got some rental properties, and he says he's never had it like this, in a, just exactly what you said, to mirror what you just said. He says these people just, they're not paying. And so, you know, a couple months go by, and he tries to get it, and if they pay, it's always it's a short payment, and then it's a couple more months, and then the next thing you know, he has to try to go kick him out, and then that's a hassle. And that's been going on, he says, in a half a dozen or so of his places for the last year or so. So this is happening. And he said this never happened to him before, because it's not like lower echelon stuff, not like, you know, the kind of rent that you know, you get low income rent. This is the middle class stuff. And people are, like you said, they're deciding, I'm going to eat this week instead of paying my rent. And they're just going to take their chances with how long they can stay there.
They're definitely going to make that decision. They're just not going to pay the rent because they know it's going to be 90 days or even longer, maybe, until they get kicked out. I mean, look what happened last time around. The government stepped in and made it so you couldn't evict people.
Yep.
You know, let's remember that was right. That wasn't that long ago. Just less than a year ago, you couldn't even evict somebody if they weren't paying. They were down in Vegas partying on the COVID money instead of paying their rent. You know, and the guy said, you know, people are selling things and. Yeah, I get that. But what happens when there's no more money to buy the little tchotchkes anymore from the little YouTube influencers? It's just going to be nothing. I think what people are doing is moving back in with their mom. I think they're just not paying the bills. I think we're in for a really, really bad time here, like right around the corner, like right now.
Yeah.
Like before the end of the year, I feel. I mean, that's what I'm observing. I mean, I hope I'm wrong because I don't want it to be a mess like that again. But, you know, I'm just, it's not all rosy to me.
No.
You know, I feel like we're going to hit the wall full speed if we don't wake up, you know? So anyway, just want to throw that out there. That should keep you merry all weekend.
Have a good weekend, Dan. Thanks for calling in, buddy. I appreciate it. Yeah. And you know what compounds this too is the trust factor, right, in government. I watched Biden give this speech, the ridiculous account of where we are as far as a nation and economics, and it's just, he looks like he's lying. It just, you get that feeling, right? I wanted to play something for you guys. I forgot. I was going to play it in the opening break, and then I was yelling and screaming, and I wanted to play something from Reagan. It's about a minute long, but it's Ronald Reagan, his last farewell speech to the nation, basically talking about how it's the government is supposed to answer to us, not to them.
We the people tell the government what to do. It doesn't tell us. We the people are the driver. The government is the car. And we decide where it should go and by what route and how fast. Almost all the world's constitutions are documents in which governments tell the people what their privileges are. Our Constitution is a document in which we, the people, tell the government what it is allowed to do. We, the people, are free. This belief has been the underlying basis for everything I've tried to do these past 8 years. But back in the 1960s, when I began, it seemed to me that we'd begun reversing the order of things. That through more and more rules and regulations and confiscatory taxes, the government was taking more of our money, more of our options, and more of our freedom. I went into politics in part to put up my hand and say, stop. I was a citizen politician, and it seemed the right thing for a citizen to do. I think we have stopped a lot of what needed stopping, and I hope we have once again reminded people that man is not free unless government is limited.
35-plus years ago. I mean, to me, one of the great orators, certainly of my lifetime, and hitting the nail on the head. I think, you know, you can fast forward to where we are right now. You can ask the same questions that he was asking then. And even then, Reagan, with probably full set onset of a certain level of dementia, was still able to carry himself right at the very end of his presidency, 1,000 times better than what we have in the White House right now. But the words couldn't be more true. They couldn't be more true. Let me try to wing this. We only have a couple seconds, and then I got a guess, but you got about 90 seconds. Who's this?
Jim in Lisbon.
Jim, real quick, buddy.
Hey, I'm glad you played that bit from Reagan. I've been feeling a lot lately that our government is working against us. We're becoming the enemy. And then I hear in this latest bill that they passed, they're doubling the number of agents for the IRS.
$80 billion to the IRS they're giving them.
In 2013, remember when Obama was using the IRS to give people hard times?
Yep.
And harassing them and all?
Yep.
Well, that's the agency they're working through. And then I hear out of this from one of the politicians that they're stocking up on guns and ammunition at the IRS. Well, hold it a minute. Shouldn't that be pens and erasers or something like that? What are we stocking up guns and ammo for the IRS for?
I've heard that story before. That story's been out there for a while. I don't have an answer for you. I try to find out, but I don't have an answer. And I've heard that before, that they're buying tons of ammunition at the IRS. Why? You tell me.
I don't believe the president should have his own army. We have a military to carry out our warfare, and now all of a sudden the IRS is going to... What, are they going to come and collect on our bill or something?
They're going to make our life a living hell. You watch. In particular, if you're somebody who is outspoken in your community and you're like a well-known conservative, which you are, Jimmy, I mean, I'm telling you, batten down the hatches. They're coming for you. Listen, kid, I'm sorry. I got to cut you short tonight because the music's playing, but we'll pick it up next time. Coming up next, we have a special guest. Mark Morano is going to talk about his latest best-selling book. A little later on, we'll talk to a couple United States Senate candidates with quick hitters for them. They've got a primary coming up next Tuesday. Once again, my name is Lee Elsie, and I'm fortunate enough, humbled, to get a chance to broadcast on all these great stations across the entire country, filling in for the one and only Wayne Allen Root. He'll be back on Monday. We'll take a very quick break. We'll come back with more. Stick around. It's the USA Radio Network.
This is Wayne Allen Root. Has anyone ever given you $15,000 in free silver? Well, then listen up. Did you know that you can buy physical gold and silver with your IRA, SEP IRA, or 401 retirement account? It's called the Taxpayer Relief Act of 1997. You know that inflation is exploding like never before in America's history. The U.S. debt is over $30 trillion. The dollar is about to lose its status as world reserve currency. A financial nightmare is coming. You can see it. That's why I recommend that you diversify with physical gold and silver. And the company that I recommend is Gold Gate Capital. I trust them. I buy from them. Gold Gate Capital sells physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or inside your IRA, 100% insured. They have hundreds of satisfied clients and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. If you're among the first 100 calls today and tell them Wayne Root sent you, they will give you up to $15,000 in free silver on your first order. Call now. 855-770-GOLD. 855-770-GOLD. That's 855-770-GOLD.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, I'm sorry I'm late. Traffic is terrible.
It sure is. But on top of that, gas prices have been skyrocketing. I can't believe how expensive gas has gotten recently.
Prices at the pump are up, but I never pay full price for gas anymore. I just use the free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
And does that actually add up to anything?
I've made around $200.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code GREAT for a $5 bonus on your first tank. That's promo code GREAT. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code GREAT for a $5 bonus on your first tank. That's code GREAT for a $5 bonus.
Camp Lejeune Justice is responsible for the content of this ad. Attention Marines, personnel of any branch of the armed forces, and their families stationed at Camp Lejeune, and contractors who worked at Camp Lejeune. Were you present at Camp Lejeune for 30 days or longer between August 1953 and December of 1987? For 34 years, those on Camp Lejeune were exposed to contaminated drinking water, resulting in devastating injuries, including several forms of cancer, adverse birth outcomes, Parkinson's disease, and more. Until now, the laws have prevented victims from getting justice, but past passage of the Camp Lejeune Justice Act of 2022 would allow victims to seek compensation for illnesses and injuries linked to the toxic water. If you or a loved one got sick after exposure to contaminated drinking water at Camp Lejeune, you need the right legal team that has the experience, support staff, and resources to seek the maximum compensation for your injuries. Call now for a free consultation and case review.
Call 800-832-9166. That's 800-832-9166. Again, that's 800-832-9166.
Paid for by government.com.
Have your...
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
Can speak with a capitalist, evangelist, and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, raw and unfiltered.
All right, welcome back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network. The show is raw and unfiltered. Special guest joining us right now, Mark Morano. He's got a new book out, The Great Reset, Global Elites and the Permanent Lockdown. Mark, thanks a lot. I appreciate it very much.
Thank you, Lee. Thanks for having me. The book, I think, is going to be an affirmation of what everyone's experienced the last 2 years since March of 2020.
So, you know, I think a lot of people out there don't understand. If you could just explain it. I know we don't have a lot of time, but just really quickly explain the chaos that's going on around the world, different parts of the world that we don't get news about every single day. Mark, shed some light on what people don't see. What's behind that curtain?
Well, the simplest way of explaining it is, if you see what's happened in the last 2 years, whether it's inflation, supply chain issues, the endless lockdowns, the vax mandates, the mask mandates, the complete disruption of our society, the stay-at-home orders, the canceling of weddings and funerals, the curfews are placed on, the restrictions on freedom of movement, and now that's extending into food restrictions. Farmers in the Netherlands are having their modern fertilizer being cut back. Family-run, generational-owned farms are going to go bankrupt under new net-zero World Economic Forum, UN climate goals. You have the country of Sri Lanka, whose president a few years ago boasted he'd make it one of the wealthiest in the world, just was completely overthrown with their climate, organic, mandatory, only farming experiment.
Yeah.
So when there's food on the table, there are many problems. When there's no food on the table, there's only one problem. That's an old Chinese proverb. And that's what we're heading to now. And so all of this emanates from the World Economic, well, I shouldn't say all of it, but the biggest proponent now is the World Economic Forum, who announced right after COVID hit that this was a rare, narrow window of opportunity in which to reset the world.
Right.
And their motto quite literally was, and they did videos, slickly produced videos, you will own nothing and you'll be happy. Everything you want will be delivered by drone. You'll have no privacy. Meat will be a rare and expensive treat. The U.S. will no longer be a superpower. We will make fighting climate our number one goal. This is all the tenets of the Great Reset. They're now collapsing our current modern agricultural system, which feeds billions and does it spectacularly well, in favor of lab-grown meat, pushing insect eating, this vegetable processed meat. And that's why Bill Gates is America's number one farmland owner, according to NBC News. And his agenda is clear. He wants to push, with that kind of influence in agriculture, he wants to push his brand of fake meat, vegetable oil processed, lab-grown meat, in quotes.
I just threw up in my mouth a little bit, Mark, to be honest with you. Hearing that. So, you know, people don't realize that. And I know you make that point again, and we've talked about it here before, about Bill Gates owning all that land. Bill Gates has also been front and center as far as reduction of a population around the globe. Is that part of this, too?
Yeah, it's a huge part of it. They're actually saying that, and I've interviewed the German climate advisor, Hans Schulenhuber, at the United Nations Climate Summit, and I'm going on the next one in Egypt. But what they tell you is the carrying capacity of the Earth is only 1 billion people. In other words, more than 1 billion people, and the Earth is not sustainable. And, of course, we have 7.8 billion at last count right now. So, ultimately, they want to come up with, it's sort of like, you remember Field of Dreams with Kevin Costner? Sure. If you build it, they will come. That was the motto of the movie. Well, this is sort of the reverse. If you force it, they will disappear. Oh. So they want to redo the world to a new infrastructure that can only support about a billion people. If we go all organic, if we get rid of modern agricultural practices, if we shut down on modern air travel, if we make inflation and supply chain, and we strip away private property, World Economic Forum is now talking about eliminating private car ownership, you're going to end up with less people on the earth, because people who don't thrive, people who aren't wealthy and vibrant aren't going to survive. So the idea is they want to build a sustainable world, and the population will just eventually fade away. And that's what, you know, lockdowns are the greatest example of that. Lockdowns kill far more than any virus did or could have killed, and killed in terms of economic pain, lack of health care, deferred medical treatment, drug addiction, mental health issues, children learning. I mean, just a whole spectrum of things. But in their minds, and Jane Fonda, actually climate activist, Hollywood actress, actually said COVID was God's gift to the left, because it gave them those emergency powers of bureaucracy. They didn't have to go through a legislator, a democracy, a parliament, or a House of Representatives anymore. They could just go straight to unelected bureaucrats making decisions that affect your everyday life. This has been their dream for decades.
Mark, great stuff. I know you got to run. Mark Morano again. The Great Reset is the book, Global Elites and the Permanent Lockdown. Where do they get it?
You can get it on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, wherever fine books are sold.
All right, my friend. Thank you for giving us a few minutes. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Lee.
You got it. All right, we'll come right back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Senators plan to work this weekend on a big spending package known as the Inflation Reduction Act. Majority Leader from New York Chuck Schumer saying the bill will lower costs, including prescription drug prices, and will further reduce the deficit and combat climate change. Meantime, Republicans call it a massive tax and spend bill. Tensions continue to rise between the United States and China following House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's visit to Taiwan. NSC Strategic Communications Coordinator John Kirby says the United States has shown to China that intimidation will not work.
We're going to keep an aircraft carrier in the region to monitor the situation. We've made very clear our continued support for one China policy and our continued support for Taiwan self-defense.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You can see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer. 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W, 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. You are listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered. I'm Lee Elsie, filling in for Wayne Allen Root, and I want to play some audio from maybe the greatest television show that exists today. It is so inspiring, so intellectual, so on point. I mean, these four women who get together daily and talk about everything from politics to lifestyle to money to relationships. They're so wise in everything that they do. And I figure, man, I would be doing everyone a disservice. Pay a little lip service to the magnificence that is The View. So if you are just tuning in, just the other day, The View, they got up on camera as they do all the time, and Whoopi Goldberg set it all up, and then Joy Behar jumps in, and some of the others who I don't know their names, but they're waxing poetic as well. And I thought, man, this would be just a great opportunity to show everyone just how spectacular the women of The View actually are. And this is them talking about one of their strengths, politics, right? They're talking about their politics. And they were talking about how the Republican Party is making a grave mistake in how they're campaigning.
I always say that the Democrats shoot themselves in the foot, but now it looks like the Republicans are doing that to themselves. I mean, they could be running on high inflation. They could be running on gas prices, which happen to be coming down. And none of this is Biden's fault, by the way.
Right.
But it doesn't matter. They could still convince a lot of people that it's the Democrats' fault. But instead of doing that, they're taking away benefits from wounded veterans. They're supposed to be pro-military.
Right.
They're talking about abortion rights, which that ship is passed already. You know, that ship is over. People already decided that they want women to have free choice on this,
right,
and also on the gay rights. It's
right.
Like enough already with the gay rights issue. And so what they do is they concentrate on the wrong thing. So maybe there's hope for the Democrats because of the stupidity of the Republicans.
Wow. See how wise that was? See how poignant and intellectual that breakdown was? And how spot on point she is? Joy Behar, just a magnificent way she just sort of encapsulated everything that's going on the campaign trail in that 40-second clip. Right? The Republicans, they should be campaigning on gas prices, and nobody's mentioning that. Nobody's talking about inflation. Right? Nobody's bringing that up. I never talk about inflation, how everything in my grocery cart is twice as expensive as it was this time last year. I never bring that up. Not even in my mind. I don't think about it at all. I only think about abortion and transgender issues and gay rights. That's what I do as, you know, I'm not even a Republican. I'm an independent. So I'm an independent thinker. So that's what I'm spending most of my time on, is I'm thinking about how I can continue to strangle gay rights and transgender rights, and how I can make sure that, you know, actually we should have life beginning before conception, as a matter of fact. That would be a much more solid position for most candidates to run on. Understand the insanity. And these people are watched by millions of people every week. And the four of them together couldn't muster an IQ powerful enough to get them in a remedial reading class in any high school you may be involved with. They are four dopes. Humor me for a second here, as I want to talk about the abortion part of this. Most Republicans, most conservative Republicans, the reason why we're happy with the decision to throw it back to the states is because constitutionally, it's the right decision. State by state should dictate how this issue is handled. And we're living in a day and age where you're going to be able to get your abortion if you really want it. So when they bang that abortion war drum, the killing of the babies war drum, it's phony. It's fake. You're going to be able to get your abortion. You're going to be able to kill your baby if you really want to. It may be a little bit more inconvenient than it's been in the past. You might have to travel over state lines. You might have to apply for a grant if you don't have any money. But you'll be able to kill your baby. You can rest assured that will be a freedom that you will have. I can't imagine that states across the country will outlaw this thing completely. And that is what they want you to think.
Food and clothing and housing and everything. Those, what do they call those? Tabletop issues?
Kitchen table things.
I think that people are still going to be concerned about what is right in front of them.
Yep.
And these bigger issues are going to just get worse and worse.
Which is why Republicans should be focusing on that.
But listen, it's easy for me to say it because I don't have a problem with money. I mean, I admit that. We're doing very well on this show. But there are people out there, and I've been there.
The majority of the country.
Unemployment insurance had saved my life when I was broke, and I've been broke many times, and I know how that feels. But trust me, these other issues are horrifying. They will turn this country into Hungary and North Korea, as you say, if they have their way.
So you understand what she just said? The idea that the members of The View minimize inflation, minimize your pain as if it's not the big issue. It is the big issue. She's talking about how we'll turn into North Korea if, in fact, women aren't allowed to kill babies. That is really the gist of what they're saying. And just to back up for a second, just to echo this sentiment again and again and again and again and again. Now, I know I can't speak for everybody out there, but I can pretty confidently say that the majority of the people listening to my voice right now do not care about your sexual preference. They don't care about it. And for the Democrats to continue to try to weave that into the conversation, it's embarrassing for them. There's no way anybody's ever going to go after interracial marriage or the idea that two gay people can get married. It's not going to happen. Okay? It's out of, that genie's out of the bottle. And rightfully so. Okay? This country does have its history of bad legislation and bad laws and bad ideas and bad thoughts, and that's one of them. But to try to scare everybody into this notion that everybody who's got an R by their name either hates transgenders or hates gays or hates blacks or hates anybody of a different color and is never going to let you make a decision on your reproductive rights, if you want to call it that, it's asinine. Let's listen in. Maybe they've got some final wise words for me to live by.
I think people are smart enough to know what's right in front of them and the things that surround them. Because things that surround you also have a way of creeping in.
Mm-hmm.
So people are well aware.
Mm-hmm.
They just have to make a decision.
Mm-hmm.
What are the things and who are the people who best serve your interests? In the America you what?
Can I say one more thing?
Sure.
What are the Republicans going to do about inflation and about gas prices? That's
stop
the question
spending
you have
money.
To ask yourself.
Yeah.
Okay, the Democrats are disappointing you on inflation.
I hate her so
ask
much.
Ask the Democrats, the Republicans, what are you going to do? Ask the
majority. They're not even focusing on inflation, and they're not focusing
on gas. Oh, my God. See, I got to stop it. they're not focusing on inflation. I know in the beginning of this segment I was mocking it, having some fun, and saying some things that obviously were not true. the idea that these women somehow have a platform to spew this garbage, these lies, it should be criminal. It really should. It should be criminal. The notion that somehow the Republicans aren't fixated on inflation. It's all the Republicans have been talking about. That and the border crisis, that and the idea that we've got an inept president, but they don't mention any of that. All right, I'm sorry to do that to you. I thought I would throw a little bit of somewhat levity, but as I listened to the cackling hens on The View, it just made me more and more angry as I was listening, so I have to shut it down. So I apologize if I've stolen 10 minutes out of your life. I did not mean to do that. I really didn't, but I've never watched the show. In fact, I was sent that video by one of the listeners out there, and I started to watch it, and as I was watching it, I just became more and more enraged and more incensed on, you know, just the complete inaccuracies of their depiction, not only of the Republican Party, but somehow they set themselves up as not only economic experts, but political experts, and it's just, and it's an embarrassment, and I think it's an ABC show, right? The View's on ABC, right? To let them get away with that on a regular basis. Again, I'll go back to the word I used earlier. It's embarrassing. It really is. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we've got to take a quick break. We'll come right back. We're about halfway through the program. Please don't go anywhere. Once again, you are listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered.
This is Wayne Alaroot from my great friends John and Chelsea Jubilee of Energized Health. Energized Health changed my life. I lost 25 pounds of fat, including the dangerous inner body visceral fat, and gained 10 pounds of muscle in only 88 days. Now, 18 months later, I look and feel fantastic. I'll be on this program for life because it's simple and easy. Go now to EnergizedHealth.com. That's EnergizedHealth.com. Click on the red button and watch the masterclass video. Then book a call with one of their amazing coaches. Their coaches are real people just like you and me. There's zero pressure. They'll share what they do and see the makes sense for you. Plus, you'll learn how the correct blend of extra and intracellular hydration are the life game changer. Make sure you tell them that Wayne Root sent you, and you'll get the WAR 40% off decisive action discount. Your life will never be the same. Go now to EnergizedHealth.com. That's EnergizedHealth.com.
Mike Lindell loves the radio listeners, and now Mike Lindell and MyPillow are offering you buy one, get one free extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Great stuff available right now at very special savings. Buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, roll and go anywhere MyPillows, and so much more. Not just for the adults, but for the kids. I love my roll and go pillows. They're right by my recliner. And of course, I have the bed sheets and more that I use every day. Go to MyPillow.com/radio specials. Use promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175. Don't miss this incredible buy one, get one free extravaganza and get a free copy of Mike Lindell's book. MyPillow.com/radio specials, promo code USA.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot. Has anyone ever given you $15,000 in free silver? Well, then listen up. Did you know that you can buy physical gold and silver with your IRA, SEP IRA, or 401 retirement account? It's called the Taxpayer Relief Act of 1997. You know that inflation is exploding like never before in America's history. The U.S. debt is over $30 trillion. The dollar is about to lose its status as world reserve currency. A financial nightmare is coming. You can see it. That's why I recommend that you diversify with physical gold and silver, and the company that I recommend is Gold Gate Capital. I trust them. I buy from them. Gold Gate Capital sells physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or inside your IRA, 100% insured. They have hundreds of satisfied clients and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. If you're among the first 100 calls today and tell them Wayne Root sent you, they will give you up to $15,000 in free silver on your first order. Call now. 855-770-GOLD. 855-770-GOLD. That's 855-770-GOLD.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. teamg'day.com. teamg'day.com.
You can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, welcome back. You are listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered. My name is Lee Elsie, filling in for Wayne Allen Root. I've got a rip and read segment. I've got a bunch of stuff sitting on my desk, and I've got to go through it. So let's see what I have here for you. Around 6,000 tweets are sent out every second. That's 500 million tweets a day. And in the U.S., 10% of the users write 80% of the tweets. I believe that. I do believe that part of it. Japanese people live really long lives, and the birth rate in Japan is relatively low. So adult diapers outsell baby diapers in Japan, believe it or not. Pope John XII, the Pope from 955 to 964 A.D., was killed by a man who caught the Pope sleeping with his wife. Yeah. The first selfie was taken in 1839. A guy in Philadelphia named Robert Cornelius took a self-portrait while he was experimenting with his new camera. You never knew it was going to blow up as big as it has. More than 100 years ago, a ship called Endurance, which was captained by explorer Sir Ernest Shackleton, got stuck in the Antarctic. The crew survived extremely harsh conditions. After getting by sea ice, the crew escaped and survived, but the ship sank. And recently, they found that thing, which is pretty remarkable. Lake Superior contains 10% of the world's fresh water. It's the size of South Carolina and contains 2,900 cubic miles of water. Horses and sharks are ticklish, although maybe you shouldn't go around tickling sharks. Although there are tons of shark attacks going on around the country right now. And I keep saying it's because we're encroaching on habitats. It's happening on animals on land. It's happening for sharks. They've got nowhere to go, nowhere to feed. So guess what? You're next. You're lunch. America averages 26 spam calls and 11 spam texts a week. Oh, yeah. You know, I had a home phone up until maybe 5 or 6 months ago. And that thing would ring constantly. I never gave that number out. I never answered that number. But we'd come home after a day's work, and there'd be 20 messages or hang-ups on that machine from robocalls or solicitors. But we got rid of it. And I'm sure that that number's probably going to go up. And now emails are getting spammed, and it's my email box is not the one that I use for radio, thank God. But another one is just, it's got like an avalanche of spam emails. It's very frustrating. Pennsylvania is the only state where local municipal cops can't use radar to enforce the speed limit, which I don't understand why. This is a good one. A new study says humans could live up to 150 years. I have been talking about this kind of stuff forever, ever since I've been on the air. I'm fascinated by this, as I'm sure a lot of folks out there. Like, how do you extend life? How do you extend your life? And, you know, we've got some of the richest people in the world that try to do this, whether it's using human growth hormone or stem cells or, you know, anyway, just your lifestyle changes. But I do think maybe we just missed it. Like, if you're in your 40s or 50s, maybe we're going to just miss the window. But I do believe that somewhere along the line, human beings will live at 150, 200 years, at least that long. I just think we're going to figure out the technology, and we're, you know, healthcare is going to make miraculous improvements. I see that as the next big wave moving forward. Here are some things that were normal in the 90s and not so normal now. A Discman. Remember having a Discman? hotlines for weather reports and movies and, you know, movie phone. Thank you for calling movie phone. I used to call the movie phone all the time, right? Want to find out what time things are playing? Now things are so much easier. You just type it into the internet. Remember talking to your friend's mom while you waited for him to come out? You knocked on the, or you actually went to someone's house and knocked on their door? Yeah, those were the days. Maybe being unreachable. That is something that was happening back in the 90s. You didn't have cell phones. Maybe a few people had the beepers. But if you weren't around and you weren't near a phone, no one could find you. No one could actually pinpoint you. And I'm not necessarily sure that's such a bad thing. Some of the other things that are gone from the 90s include picking somebody up at the airport, pressing play and record at the same time, the yellow pages, and bras on cars. I don't think I see that anymore. Why was that the case? Why did they do that? I don't really remember that. But, no, I remember the bras being on cars, but I don't remember why they decided to take the bras off of cars. All right, and finally here, food you never, ever, ever tried eating and you never would eat. Is there any food out there that you wouldn't eat? See, I would never eat an insect. Just thinking about that's making me sick. But apparently, people are eating insects now. Like, it's the thing. And I don't know if I can do that. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that's your Rip and Read segment for Hour 2. Coming up next, we're going to talk to United States Senate candidate Themis Claridis. A little later on, another United States Senate candidate, Peter LeMage, will join me. Don't move. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Dollar bonus.